Now, these parshas are the parshas that deal with the Golus. So, Matan Torah. Talk a little bit about the Ramban, but these are the physical Golus, and the Golus of Christ will take place in these parshas. So there's that shaykhus between Shoivavim and the Golus. I'm going to talk about that. Now, the first thing is, what is Golus all about? So in the Svarim HaKadoshim, very, very, very much brought to the forefront by the Hasidic approach of Golus is as follows. Bring it down a little bit, we'll squeeze them on. Good, good. Jews go from exile to exile, from country to country. Okay? What's the source of this? So it's a pasuk. It's in the Torah, right? Where is it in the Torah? Matas and Masai. Elu Masai b'nei the Masayim of b'nei Yisrael. The Or HaChaim says that if you would know the map, the spiritual map of all the different stops, I think there were 42 stops that the Yidden went through, and those are the stops that the Yidden go through the entire Golus. It's not just happenstance that the Pope threw us out of Rome, we went to Poland. We got thrown out of Poland, we went to Germany. The Jews went to Germany first. That's not the chat. The chat is that the Jews had to go to 42 different stops. We don't know how to define the 42, but there are different stops that they didn't have to go through in Golus. Why? So it's going to bring down that when Adam and Rishon ate from the Chetz Adas, so then there were nitzotzos, sparks of Kedusha that exploded, for lack of a better word, and were scattered throughout the whole world. Right? In order for the Tikkun HaShalem to come, in order for the ultimate redemption to come, the ultimate perfection, all the sparks have to be regathered and returned to the Adam HaRishon, to the Adam HaRishon. Okay? Whose job is that? That's the job of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael, the Adam HaRishon, we represent the Adam HaRishon. Atem Kuyim Adam, it says, Chazal tell us. So the Jews go ahead, and we have to go ahead and redeem the sparks. How do we redeem the sparks? By going ahead, we move into a country, we do the Avoida, Klai Yisrael's Avoida, in that country. Each country has its own time, and that probably has to do with the type of spark that landed there. There are small sparks, there are big sparks. Klai Yisrael has to go ahead and pick up these nitzotzos.
We have to go to all those countries left that we haven't settled yet.
We don't know where, not who says sparks go everywhere. Yeah. Right? But it's interesting that the Jews are going back to Eastern Europe and to Russia and learning to hear there again. Kind of where there's still sparks there to be cleaned up. Okay, now, what?
Jews are still going back to Europe?
The yeshivas, all the Russian Jews and the yeshivas all over the place. Rosh Hashanah was for 2 years, Rosh Hashanah in Russia. Now, that's as far as the klal. We know that a person, this is not a good thing to know, a person is called an olam kolam. Whatever you see in the world really is inside of the person himself as well. And just like there's a golus for the person, for the world, there's an individual golus. Just like there were sparks that were lost through the chait of Adam HaRishon, so if a person has difficulty with the nisyonis that have to do with shmiras and bris, there are sparks that are also lost, and the person has to go ahead and redeem those sparks. And that's what Shoivavim is about. Shoivavim is about going ahead and redeeming the sparks that a person may have lost, the nitzotzos of kedusha that a person may have lost by accident, by purpose, b'chuli. Okay. Now, let's go to Yosef HaTzadik for a second. Everybody knows there's something called Midas HaYesoid. There are seven Midos. Yeah, Chesed, Feres, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Chod, Yesoid, Malchus. Based on a pasuk, there's one time in Tanakh that all the Midos come together in line, one after the other. We say it every morning. And anybody know where? Without looking. Okay, so Vayivarach David. Okay? L'chol Hashem Hagadula. We take out the Torah, do it. V'agavura, v'ateferes. Netzach, v'ahoid. Now comes the Yisoid, it's not called Yisoid. Kichol b'ashamayim u'v'oretz. That's Yisoid. Kohol. Kohol represents Yisoid. And the last thing is, L'chol Hashem HaMalach is Malchus. Okay? Yisoid is kohol. Why is Yisoid kohol? Because we understand that the entire makeup of a person in the physical sense comes from the Yisoid. Right? The person goes ahead, the child is born, all the different elements that go into it, all the genes and all the DNA that go into makeup comes from a little drop of zera from the father and a little egg from the mother. And everything is in that, it's the kol, it's the total containment of everything going into a new matzav. There's a lot more to it, but that's a little bit to understand. Okay, so Midas HaYosef. Yosef represents in the different species that we have. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef. Yosef is Yosef. Yosef down in Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef with the Nisayim of Eishes Paitifar, an unbelievable Nisayim. You know, if you go ahead and think of a 17-year-old boy going down to Mitzrayim, thrown away by his family, deserted by his brothers, in Mitzrayim, left, deserted, misused, betrayed by his bosses, everything else, and all downtrodden, and it goes as a Nisayim like he had, and only been in the Nisayim that made him Yosef HaTzadik. It's brought down in the Svarim Agav, and I'm sure you know this, that in his Nisayim he lost 10 tipos of Zera, and connected those 10 tipos of Zera with the Aseret Haruge Malchus. The 10 of Rabbi Akiva and the other Fernandi Ben Tradion and all the 10 Aruge Malchus, that was a kapora, brought down the kapora for the sale of Yosef also, but also connected the Saratipo. So we see Golus, the Golus general, and the Golus in the Yinyana Yisol go hand in hand. Okay, now let's talk about ourselves a little bit. Before we do that, one thing we have to keep in mind. What do we learn out of the Yisoid from Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik, the Svarim bring down, was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Those are 12 Shvatim. Just like Yaakov. Yosef is like a little bit of an Av. He's an in-between. And he lost the 10 Shvatim. Those 10 T-poles that he lost for him the 10 Shvatim. So the Svarim talk about that we have to learn from Yosef, and this is a very, very important Yisoid, is when a person is losing in the Soyin, or lost in the Soyin, you have to know not to throw everything away. You have to say, whatever I lost, I lost. Whatever I made a mistake, I made a mistake. Whatever I didn't lose, there's no mitzvah to lose it now. Hop back what you can. Get yourself under control, hop back what you can. The godless Yosef is he lost the Ezra Shvatim and he still remained Yosef and Tzadik. He didn't throw it all away. That's another Yosef for us. Don't let the Eitzara say, oh, look what you did, blah, 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 blah. Shmeh, forget about the whole thing. That's Mamish Atzis Yosef. We learn from Yosef, and Yosef planted inside of us the ability of even when we're down, we're not out. Even when we're down, we're not out, we go ahead and we fight. We don't let ourselves go all the way down. And even if we do get all the way down, we pick ourselves up and go fight that we're learning from Yosef HaTzadik. The Dafka in this Indian of Shmir Sukkot. Okay, we have to understand something. That to us, these Nisyonis are mamish overwhelming. Right? And the emphasis, they are overwhelming. Because the world that we live in is so mugushim, is so physically oriented, and is so porous, that the Nisyonis that we have, in this world, when your person goes out and he walks down the street, and the Nisyon that he has with Manazer is greater than a guy could have in 50 years. One day walking down the street could be great. He'll have more Nisyonis than a person could have 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 100 years ago. That's the way it is. So a person has to realize that we have to be mechazik ourselves in this Indian. And again, when it gets difficult, not to be in the spoil, not to be miyush. This is very, very normal in the Sionis. In fact, it's brought down, the Rizal brings down, that Kosh Baruch Hu saved the greatest neshamas. for the Achris Hayomim when the Nisyonis are going to be the greatest. And we're dealing with tremendous Nisyonis.
Who's that
from? Arizal says that. And the person has to know that every little bit of Hatzlacha that you have, every drop, creates a tremendous ruchnius. Every little time we're doing it, we don't look. We'll talk about Shmiris and Nayim soon. Every time we don't think about what we're not supposed to think about, we don't look what we're not supposed to look, it creates a tremendous force, a ruchnius force. In fact, it's brought down in the Shomer Chaim, if you've ever heard of it, from the Rav Araluch. It's brought down over there that when a person goes as it has in the soil of the Sakus, and he's Miskaber, he overcomes, he says right then and there he should daven. Because that Nisoyah that he overcame right now was so great, it's his man, his mom is beloved in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it's a great time to daven. Daven for further Hatzlachos, daven for Hatzlachos of learning, whatever you need. It's his man Masugo for davening. Because the Nisoyahs are so great. I'm just making the emphasis over here, because in the Nisoyahs are great, the person can't get down. These kind of things, very often you can get a person down. It's usher. Yish is usher. A person's not allowed to be misyayish. You go weiter, you go weiter. Lulei, nofalti, lo kamti. Person has to remember that, kesedah. Okay. Now, what are the avoiders? Where are the Nisoyahs? So, I'm going to talk a little bit about maybe a couple of H's how to deal with the Nisoyahs. The first thing we'll talk about is machshavas. Okay, a person, no matter how much he wants to be in control, is not in control of his machshavas. That's the way it is, right? And sometimes you could be in the middle of anywhere. You could be in the middle of a smedj, you could be in the middle of that, anywhere, and the machshava falls into your mind, right? It doesn't mean the Svam Sefer Ferish. It doesn't mean that you did anything wrong. It's just in the Sayyim. So what are you supposed to do? The Avera is not having a thought come into your mind. Person's not supposed to dwell on it. Person can't dwell on it. So the Dabar is also to think about. So person has to go ahead and teach himself not to dwell on it. How do you do it? Once, many years ago, we spoke to the Mashgiach of Kol Torah, Rabbi Gedalia Eisenman, and I spoke to him about this parsha. And he said, what a person has to learn to do is have things handy to go ahead and distract your mind. He says, everybody likes to think about different things. He says, the regulars like to think about politics. He says, so when you feel you have a nisoyah and you get hit with a machshava, so right away start thinking about politics. Who's the prime minister? What's the chance of his becoming prime minister next time again? Bukhuli. Some people go ahead and that doesn't do anything for them. Some people like to do math problems. Right? They give you a muscle. Not too easy, not too hard. 13 times 18. Okay? That's not so hard. If you sit down in your mind, you go ahead, you do it. It takes a minute, maybe a half a minute to do, but it takes your mind. It takes your mind. By that time, the whole design could be over already. So this is a trick that you have to know. Yeah, and everybody may like other things. Everybody likes other things that grab them, that they can go ahead and they'll use their mind and they'll take a hold of their mind. That's all you have to do. That's number one. It is not to get the machshavas pop in. You didn't necessarily do anything wrong. What do you do? The problem is not to dwell on it. How do you not dwell on it? You go ahead and you think of aches, things to think about. Like, you know, maybe one of the Chaz Ribba, the Batting Wars of 1927 Yankees. You know, everybody's got their own things that they appreciate. Okay, that's as far as the machshavas are concerned. Now let's talk a little bit about Shmiris Einayim. Shmiris Einayim means we know that the Einayim are Seer Sur Halev. The Einayim are the salesmen of the heart. Person sees, that's what gets him going. So the Einayim are the key. There's a tremendous amount of kedusha in the Einayim. There's a tremendous amount of bad that can be created with the Einayim. The Einayim are mamish valuable. Everybody heard of the Chayzim Lublin? The Chayzim Lublin was a person like Ruach HaKodesh who was able to tell what was going on around the whole world. He would say, you see, in 500 miles away, that this Yid is having a problem. Why? Because for 2 years, he walked around with a shmata on his eyes. was mamas like up to here. You could just see down when he was walking, and didn't see any dover tomei or dover ra for 2 years. Totally, he ruined his eyesight. He ruined his eyesight, and the Tzaddik decided whether he allowed to do such a thing or not fully. But from that, he became the Chayzer Mirubin, means the seer of Rubin.
Why stop after that?
What?
Why stop after that?
I don't know why he stopped. I don't know. It could be people know, I don't know. Okay, so that's something we have to understand, that our Einayim are very, very, very important. Einayim are important. Also, the Lovo is brought down that what's going to testify for the person. There are two oisiyas that are big, the ayin and the dalad. The ayin represents the eye, and the dalad represents the mouth. The mouth is the door of the person. That's where things come in, that's where things come out of us. And that together they make eid. Our eyes and our mouths are going to say eidus for us, also love. When we come to Shemayim, the eyes and the mouth are going to say eidus. We want to go ahead and keep them as pure as we can. Now, person... Again, the door we're in, that's the door we're in. The nisyonos we have, that's the nisyonos we have. Person can't help but see certain things. But the idea is not to go ahead and not to look to look. When you see something that you shouldn't be looking at, person has to know to go ahead and... Karl Kinesher says a person will be able to move his eyes away from something very, very quickly. That's the avodah of the night. Unbelievable. Sam Soifer says like this. Moshe Shabbos was saying in Pasuk, it says, "Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion." Eye to eye, we're going to see that Hashem, the Shechina, comes back to Tzion. Right? That's the Pasuk. Are you everyone familiar with that Pasuk? Okay. So Sam Soifer says, Rabbi Say, he said like this. We know that our physical body has a certain shape to it. And has Eivarim, ears, nose, mouth, eyes. He says, in the Ruchnius, it's the same thing. The physical body is the Lavush of the Ruchnius Neshama that also has a Tzura to it. And they're also spiritual Einayim. So he says like this, a person who is Nichshol through his life. That doesn't mean by mistake or in the seriousness, but it means a person who doesn't care and spends his whole life looking where he's not supposed to look. So the same way there is a physical retina that a person has, there's a spiritual retina that the eye has. And you can burn out the spiritual retina of your eye. Lashon Lavo, the person will not be zeicher to see the Shechina. That's what he says. The person will not be zeicher. He says, that's the pshat. Ki ayin ba'ayin. The eye that's inside the eye, the spiritual eye, the pnimiyistika eye, Yiru B'shuv Hashem Tzion, that's going to go ahead and see. If that eye remains intact, so then that eye, then the person will be zeicher to see the Shechina coming back. Sometimes I think that could be the pshat in Shemayim Esrei. Zechazenu Einenu B'shuv Chol Tzion Berachanim. You know, what do we have to say? Einenu. Zechazenu, we'll see. We always see with the eye. What else do we see with? No, Beinenu, which is zeicher with the eyes, that we see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shechina coming back to Tzion. We want to be zeicher for that. In order to be zeicher for that, we have to go ahead and be shomer at the eyes as best as we can. Now, this doesn't mean you have to walk in the street with a bandana. Does not mean you have to walk in the street without your glasses on or walking. You gotta know what to do. The best thing is, in general, the first thing is not to go within the shines. Person's not mechuyev to go every situation. Like your friend wants to meet you in town, you're not mechuyev to say yes. I'm not saying don't go to town, but you're not mechuyev to say yes. If you feel it's not good for you, I'll meet you somewhere else. I'll meet you in Google. There's no chiyev to go everywhere. You have to go where it's safe. The Gevaldige story from the Velya Lapion. The Velya Lapion was the mashgiach and Chach Hasidim was the earlier Ger Rebbe said on him that he had Ruchav, that he had Gilui Eliyahu. He was a holy, holy Jew. He was a Mashgiach, and one day a bracha came to him and says he wants to go to a chasm. And though you knew this family, his family was not exactly, you know, when the little Yashas who's who. So he said, no, and what's going to be by the chasm? He says, I'm a Tashan, we're a chasm. He says, yeah, what about the people with the Viv, the Tzniyas and the Chasna? So he said, Rebbe, Mr. Hashem will be alright, I'm not so worried about it. That's what he told him. The Velia said. He said, I'm an old man. I'm blind in one eye. I wouldn't dare take upon myself the achrayus to go to a chasen like that. He says, and you, a young guy, and he told him, with two fleshed eyes, you're not afraid to go? Something missing. That's what he told him. That's what he told him. Person has to know where you can go, where you can't go. I mean, sometimes you got to go to a chasen that's not going to be very good, and family is mechayev, so you got to know. You got to prepare yourself beforehand how to go ahead and deal with it in the way that, you know, that's going to be least damaging. Go to a restaurant, right? Family comes, you got to go to a restaurant. So you find a table near a corner and you sit down facing the wall. You got to think about it. Certain situations you can't avoid, certain situations you can. Whatever you can't avoid, you have to avoid. Whatever you can't avoid, then you have to go ahead and deal with it. That's what you can. What? It depends. If it's going to make, if it becomes too big an issue, then it's not healthy. You know, one of the things about this Yetzer Hara is like, the more it becomes an issue, the more you don't become obsessed with it. You know, everyone knows you're taking off your glasses, family talks about it, you know, you don't want it to be an issue. That's the other passion for yourself. You have to passion that for yourself.
What's the question?
And just to do like one, you know.
You like this.
Yeah. Don't walk down the street like this. You gotta know. You gotta know what makes sense to you.
Yeah.
You know, one of the jokes used to say, but a guy was a couple times deeper during Elul. Some people know you not to talk during Elul. I remember Shalom Shvadron never talked during Elul. The Shalom Shvadron, the Magid, So the joke goes, you know, that there was this Bach in Yeshiva, was Makabal Tainas Dizman, wasn't really holding by it. He heard two people talking, Lashon Hara, he said, you gotta know where you're holding. You gotta do things that make sense. Beseder. Okay. Don't go somewhere else. The last thing. Okay, everybody feels like we made mistakes and we had assignments, we weren't necessarily 100% successful, and we made mistakes. What do? So in the world, there's a shayvavim, which is the people, I mean, people fast, and the old days used to roll in the snow and see goofim, all kinds of things like that.
Huh?
Nothing. We used to fast. We're dying, supposed to fast 84 tanesim in a row.
Yeah.
And not without eating, you know, from morning till night, year to night. A roll in the snow to the time of physical see goofim, to go ahead. All right.
That's an assist for Shana.
Yeah. Right. Zilu Shana, right. Does not to do that very good. We don't do that. Person feels that he wants to go ahead, and the effects of the Aveira are with him. The effects of the Nisyonis, I don't want to say Aveiras because for us maybe we'll just call Nisyonis, the effects of Nisyonis are with him. The best thing is learning Torah. But Nachman Breslov used to say that a person learns Masechtas Tainis, it's like a Tainis. Well, Mama and Shoivim, that's it. You learn Masechtas Tainis, it's like a Tainis. Okay, all the other great masters used to say, every blot of Gemara that a person learns goes ahead and washes a little bit more of the blot off. A little more of the dirt, a little more of the mud you wash off. The Iker is to wash the mind, right? When the mind gets affected by a machshavas and it stays with us even afterwards, you learn, it washes our mind. That's our avoidance. Avoidance is to go ahead, especially what's left the last couple of days of Shavuot, especially Shabbos. Shabbos is very, very chashuv in the Shavuot series. To go ahead and concentrate on the learning.
There
isn't an Indian. There's an Indian, and this is something maybe you can do on a Friday. To go ahead, if it's not too difficult for you, to go ahead and learn 5 hours per tzifus.
Not every tzifus.
5 hours straight.
When?
You can do it any time. But Friday, you have an easier schedule. You have your own schedule. You can go ahead and you can arrange your schedule accordingly.
Specifically, this Friday or any Friday?
This Friday is the last Friday of Shavuot.
Okay.
So if you can do it, I'm not saying, and if you can do 1 hour, is 1 hour is good. If you can do 2 hours, whatever you can do without making some crazy, you know, sit there like, fuck, I gotta get to the 5 hours, I gotta get to the 5 hours. That's not it. You go ahead and you learn as much as you can. Rutifus. Rutifus means without interruptions. Right? You're allowed to go to the bathroom, you're allowed, if someone is asking you shyly, you're allowed to drop, you know, like everything else, you gotta use the seichel. But these are the inyanim. Let's just pause a little bit. The nisyon is to go ahead, and the person should be careful as much as he can. Take yourself out of the nisyon. Don't put yourself in the nisyon and say, I got to overcome. Don't get into the nisyon chatzila. Omrim when Moses schor schor, you tell the Moses, walk around the vineyard. You can't eat grapes. You're not allowed to eat grapes. You're a Moses. Go around the vineyard. Don't go in the vineyard and say, oh, you know, what do you need it for? So we have to learn, try to minimize. And this means, if I say, you know, I don't want to sound like a radical guy, but sometimes if you're reading very, very kosher magazines, what's called kosher magazines in the American world, and there are all kinds of advertisements in there that are not fitting, so you got to know, maybe that's not for you. I'm not telling you yes, I'm not telling you no, but you got to give it some machshava. Maybe that's not for me. Anything that's going to bring nisyanis to a person, you want to go ahead and try and avoid. You don't want to make yourself crazy to avoid it. You want to... But you get where you want to go ahead, whatever shaya, not to go where you don't have to go if it's not proper. And b'chulu, that's number one. When you have an nisayon, the ikavera is to linger on the nisayon. If you see something you shouldn't see, move your eyes away as fast as you can. If you don't do it, do it a second later. Don't say, once I lost half of it, I lost the whole thing. We went from Yosef not that way. If a person is matzlichin in the nisayon, it's a gavald of the time for tefillah. Right, a person has to go ahead and the same thing with the machshavas. A person has a machshava, get rid of the machshava right away. Talmud Torah during these times is gavaldik, and Mitzvah Shem which be zayfa to Gula Shleim Mamash.
Exactly one thing.